the year 35, 35. Ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45. Ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through.
Benjamin, what are you doing? We're going to be late. Are you excited?
Yeah.
And guess what? I heated up the hot water bottle so you can sit on it while we drive.
In the year 25, 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may
die. Benji, I'm so glad you signed up for this. I think this is going to be a really neat opportunity for you.
Hey, you Benjamin?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Keith, the homeschool co-op advisor this year, but you can call me Todd, or some people just like to call me Keith. I think you're really going to enjoy the Cletus Festival this year. It's the best writer's camp in the state.
Keith? Can you tell me how much money he's going to need for 2 days? You think $4 would be enough?
I'd say more like 40, maybe.
Really?
Well, we better hit the road. Got a big day tomorrow.
Be safe. Mwah. Hey, Benji. Remember who you are and what you stand for. I love you forever and ever.
Good morning, homeschoolers. Is everybody excited for Cletus Fest or what?
Yeah.
We will be stopping for lunch at the Cozy Cafe in Echo. Some of you can afford to eat there. But those who can't will just eat the food they brought from home. Are there any questions?
Right here. Okay.
It's different.
It's totally different, and you're completely infused with another energy, whether you open yourself up to it or not. So I found it really, really
interesting. Hey, Benjamin, come here. I want you to meet someone. Benjamin, I'd like you to meet Tabitha Jenkins. She's new to the co-op as well. Kind of. She's been all last year as a foreign exchange student out in Europe.
Cool. Where'd you go?
Brussels.
Benjamin is from Saltaire, and he likes to write sci-fi stories.
Keith is so dang awesome.
Yeah, he seems pretty cool.
I write French mysteries, you know.
How long have you been doing that?
Namely, the last 6 months. I write about a stable hand named Pierre. Can I borrow some money to buy some tampons? All my cash is still in euros, and I haven't had time to change it over yet.
What? Yeah, sure.
Thanks. I owe you big time.
No, don't worry about it.
Sorry, they didn't have any, so I just bought some treats for me and Lonnie. Hey, can we come sit by you? Hey, Lonnie, bring our stuff. Let's sit over here. Benjamin, this is Lonnie Donahoe.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
He has his own video production company, Donahoe Studios. Since I've been away, he's been shooting my work on weekends. I sent him my latest installments via email. It's been an amazing experience.
How many films have you made?
83. But some are just trailers.
Dang. That's a lot. Do you produce only Tabitha's work?
No. I do all kind of movies. Horse movies, romance, soaps, fantasies.
Hey, Lonnie, can you squirt me some of that lotion we just bought? Can you give me a hand massage?
Look. Yeah, I can do that.
You guys are so lucky you get to be roommates. Mine just wants to eat.
Hey, I don't think you're allowed to be here, but Mr. Keefe is right next door.
Relax, Benjamin. I just want to get to know you better. So when are you going to let me read one of your stories?
I don't know. I usually don't let people read my stuff.
Why not?
I've let my mom read a few, but they've just made her cry. Most people just get sicked out and stop reading.
Really? Are there romantic sequences?
No, none of that crap. It's just some mild swearing and sci-fi violence.
Well, have you tried posting any of your stories online?
Yeah, but everybody can do that, you know? I want to get published for real. Ronald Chevalier had his first trilogy published when he was 15.
Well, you'll never get anywhere by just letting your mom read your work.
You can read this. It's called East Lords.
The Nad Lab was a cold, white room. Bronco, the last of the East Lords, lay spread eagle, strapped to a medical pod. Someone had stolen his yeast, and he had gone totally apeshit.
What the crap? Oh, my jams!
Sorry, Bronco. We had to borrow one of your gonads.
Dacius, I should have known it was you.
Oh, I'm not the real Lord Decius. My name is Dennis. I'm one of his many clones. We're all very sorry. Lord Decius sends his regards. But we're investigating ways to strengthen the military. Your gonad is being used for research.
You took my nads.
We only took one.
You took my nads, Dennis.
I know you're upset, but we plan to give it back. We'll be done with it very soon.
Darn you, flippin' Dacius. Wait for me with that. You hear me?
Relax, Brock. This will ease the pain.
You release me, my cat's hungry. Release me! Tell Lord Dacius to eat the corn out of my crap.
Good night, Benjamin. I really need to think about this one.
Commencing activities, I'd like to introduce you to a very special person. He is a man who has repeatedly probed our imaginations for decades. A man whose canon of work has pushed the envelope of science and reason. A man who has created such realistic characters. I call them friends.
Chevalier, he's talking about Ronald Chevalier.
Without further ado, I give you one of the greatest science fiction authors of our time. Dr. Ronald Chevalier.
Greetings and salutations. It is such an honor to be in the midst of so many juvenile, ripe minds. When I was your age, I had just completed my first trilogy, a body of work you now know as The Cyborg Harpies.
I love you,
Mom! Thank you. But what many people fail to recognize is that I created over 49 different pieces of cover art for that trilogy.
No way.
It In this first piece, we see an early rendering of a harpy named Linda. Here she uses her knowledge of lasers to rupture the crust of a distant moon. Here is a detail of the ruptured moon crust. Must rupture the moon crust, she's thinking. This is a piece that came to me in a dream when I was 11. I call it Migration, and it depicts a fleet of harpies synchronizing their mammary cannons to create laser rain. Hard rain's gonna fall. And finally, we have a youngling trying to penetrate the secrets of the human mind. You won't do it like that, youngling. You must use friendship. Thank you. For the first time ever, it is my privilege to announce Prism Publishing will be hosting a contest for the best work submitted at this festival. It will be judged by a panel of industry professionals, including myself. And the winner will receive a 1,000-copy release of their work at selected bookstores nationwide. In addition, I will personally create an original piece of cover art to accompany the winning story. May the glistening chrome of the Borg Queen shed her light upon us all. Amen. I'm assuming that most of you are here for two main reasons. Alpha, you love to write fantasy fiction. And Beta, the character names in your stories are suffering. We're going to begin with a little game which will demonstrate a theory of mine known as the power of the suffix. You, give me the name of one of the protagonists in your fantasies.
Nebuchadnezzar?
Oh, boy. Very original. I've heard that one before. But don't worry, need thou not be afraid, for we can turn a humdrum, forgettable name like Nebuchadnezzar into something magical like this. Nebuchadnezzar. And it's that easy. We can add Onius, Inus, or Anus to just about anything, and it becomes magical. You, give me the name of one of your central protags.
Bronco.
What is he? A centaur?
No.
Does he shapeshift into equine form ever?
No, he's just a man.
Well then, I would lose the C immediately, and I'd replace it with an L, Bronlonius. And if he's part of a traveling clan, his clan's fellow could call him Brunlow for short. Except on formal occasions. Yes?
What about names found in troll colonies?
In troll colonies? Well, that's a different matter. Give me an example.
One of my trolls is named Teacup.
I don't like it. I'd go with Treginus. Every time. Yes?
But I still like the name Teacup better.
It's not a question of liking it better. It's just I'm, as an author, picturing myself as a troll mother. I have just given birth to a litter of troll cubs. They're covered in placentae, pouring at my many teats for the vital life-giving colostrum. I'm not thinking, Teacup. Am I? It's just not believable. And if I don't believe it, the reader doesn't believe it. Trajanus, Trochacon, Chody. Names in this vein. If female, Trajana. Yes.
I thought trolls were supposed to be named after resources, like trees.
Are you telling me what trolls are named after? You do realize I am the author of Trollhole, because it all boils down to species. Are they tree dwellers, bridge dwellers, subterranean? A troll wouldn't come up with a name like Teacup, a little girl would. Trajanus.
How was the workshop?
I don't know. Chevalier seems kind of full of himself. He's kind of lame.
Really? I think he's gorgeous.
He's not gonna like my story. The names are all wrong.
Oh, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought your story was really good.
Really? I thought you didn't like it. Last night you seemed offended.
No, I actually thought it was kind of amazing. What inspired it? Some weird surgery you had?
I wanted to write a story for my dad. He kind of died when I was young.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
He was real brave. He was a game warden, explorer.
I see. So Bronco is kind of like your dad, and his gonads are his seed, which means the gonads are you. That's why they're so precious. Well, you know, like all great writers, you're going to have to go through a lot of crap. But someday your junk will be seen by all. And it will be awesome. I truly believe that.
Thanks, Tabitha.
Chevalier.
Ronald, how's the conference going? Any contenders?
Well, let me read you a passage from what I'm reading right now. Pierre used to be a jockey in college. He loves to have rice pudding with his tea. He loves solving animal murders. Pierre has two horses, Jacques and Paris France, both girls. He rides Paris, France in the brick roads in London looking for mysterious things. He rides Jacques for pleasure. Merv, never make me do another one of these things again. These kids are a joke.
Ronald, as your publisher, it's not a bad idea to get in touch with your audience once in a while.
All right. Listen, Merv. Did you have a chance to look at the Sandcastle Diaries yet?
Ronald, I'll cut to the chase. It's horrible. We can't publish it. It won't sell. Unless you can give us something worth taking to print. We're just going to have to let you go.
Merv, wait. Moon fetus. A fetus is found on a moon base. That's the premise.
I'll talk to you later.
Bronco cried out in pain as he sat on the shore of Goose Lake trying to sew his junk back on.
Excuse me.
What?
Is this your pudding?
What do you want? Hey! That was my backup man.
Sorry. Was it a fancy pudding? I know who you are.
Say what?
Our fathers fought valiantly and were victorious in the Battle of Shiloh. I was but a child then, maybe you don't remember. When your father died at the hands of Dasius, your mother wept so hard that her milk dried. To keep you alive, we shed suckle at my mother's breast.
Renai?
It is I.
I don't believe you.
My family is dead. My brother and I have been forced to work in the yeast factories ever since the epidemic.
You have a brother?
Yes. His name is Kanaya. He doesn't speak. But he's very handy with powders and gizmos and such. He can build anything.
What y'all want from me?
Let us come with you. Together we can destroy Lord Dasius once and for all. We shall begin a new yeast colony. Just like when we were children.
Well, that's my dream, but only one problem. They got my reproductives, and I. Dasius gonna build himself an army using my seed. I can't let that happen. His powers become unruly. You know how weird that'll be? A bunch of gorgeous yeast lords with my face running around making dang fools of themselves. I'm sorry, Vinay. I have to do this alone. You and Kanaya just beat that boy big time. Got to cut bait on this deal. Krolex, come on! Come on, Krolex!
We know where Dasius is hiding your yeast, Bronco.
Yeah, right. I can smell a cache of yeast cakes 40 mile off.
It's being held in a mountain fortress just north of there. I can show you. Kanaya and I just escaped from the yeast factory there. If you don't believe me, smell my breath.
Tastes like homemade licorice. Take me there. Take me to your yeast factory. I am your soldier.
I know you like wearing your dad's old clothes, but while you were at Cletus Fest, I got you some new shoes. Only $5 clearance sale at Haymart.
These are girl's shoes, Mom.
Oh, shoot. I thought they were skipper shoes. How about some good news? I got really inspired about my collection, and I came up with a bunch of new designs. Do you mind if I run a few of them by you?
Okay.
I've changed the name of my collection to Decent Beginnings. I liked it because I thought it had a wholesome ring, but I was hoping it could appeal to a younger market. Now, my first one is called Front Pew. And what I did was I extended the hemline down like that, so it brings the attention back up to the eyes. And this one, it's breakfast inspired. It's called Simply Cinnamon. I'm gonna make it out of some beach towels with some burlap fringe. This one is called Righteous Dew. Your father would all just love this one. This one's called Reachable Dream. Because all of our dreams are reachable, Benji. Even yours.
Welcome to Levon's.
Can I look at that salmon gown?
Certainly.
This is a very practical design from Levon's new Sunset Plains edition.
Well, how much is it?
This treasure right here is on sale today for $79.95.
Well, that's a ripoff.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Lonnie's stepsister runs the Navajo taco stand.
They make a really good taco.
So I noticed you left Cletus early.
Yeah, I had to come back and help my mom with the trade show. When do we get our manuscripts back?
Well, we got ours at the end of camp. Maybe they'll mail yours. But don't you have another copy? Because I really think Lonnie should read it. He has connections in the audiovisual industry. He might know someone that could help get you published.
Are you serious?
Well, it was so nice to see you, Benjamin. Bye.
Oh, okay.
Bronco. I can do better. Broncanus. Bronco. Not quiet. Brutus. Brutus and Vernonka surveyed the yeast factory, looking for an Achilles heel. There was none.
Cyclops there. Cyclops there. Cyclops there. Turrets. Moon buggies. Oh my holy crap. Surveillance doze. I hate those. This is ridiculous. That's the most well-guarded yeast factory I've ever seen. Kananka? Kananka? Show me your bag of secrets. What's all this crap? I thought you said he was good at making bombs and robots and stuff.
What I meant to say was, he likes collecting things.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. He must have found something.
I'm not seeing it. Not seeing results. All I see is a bunch of organic waste. What did he find? The genius. Wait a sec. Well, it's not a clean yeast. It's just a fungus beef sharing a few yeast-like properties. It's ripe and delicious, though. Watch this. All right, let's give it a little test. Not bad. Oh, it's pretty good yeast. This isn't bad. This is pretty good. It's not concentrate, but it's pretty darn good.
I like it. I like it.
Benjamin, I want you to meet Dusty, your new guardian angel.
What?
Well, I noticed you didn't have any friends, so
I signed you up for the Guardian Angel program at church. I thought maybe you two could go out in the back and get to know each other while I grill up some cod. Oh, my word! That's all right. Maybe I have some paper towel. Oh, my goodness.
Mom's smoking hot.
What?
Shh.
What is that?
It's rat poison. Some of my poo.
Sick. Is it lethal?
No. I don't know. Maybe. Here, you try.
I can't.
Dude, circle of life. Go for it.
Chevalier.
Ronald, it's Merv.
Yes?
I don't know where this came from, but it's fantastic.
Really? You like it?
I haven't even finished reading it. I've already approved it for print.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's a little jarring in places, but I think it's going to sell really well.
Are you sure, Merv? I've just completed the cover art for Star Bracelets.
No. I want you to start doing preliminary sketches of Brutus and his dog Balzac.
Yes. Yes, I'll get right on it.
You're back to your old self. Congratulations, Ronald.
Thank you, Murph.
No, thank you.
Mom, you're not bleeding. It's just water.
What? My delay insert.
You're gonna be okay. Hello?
May I please speak to Mr. Benjamin Purvis?
Tabitha?
I'm calling you on behalf of Donahoe Studios.
Lonnie thinks he wants to produce Yeast Lords.
Are you serious? He wants to make it into a movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be our next major motion picture. We'd like for you to come down to Donahoe Studios to discuss.
Also, could you play a role in the movie that we're shooting right now?
The sooner we finish it, the sooner that we can start yours.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'd be honored. What's it about?
It's a romantic story I wrote. You would be perfect. Oh, and also, since your mom works for Lavons, do you think you could bring some nightgowns? Because we are in desperate need of sexy nightwear.
That's fine. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, great. So we'll see you soon. And congratulations, Benjamin. This is a very big deal.
Are these the 90s?
Yeah, we have to be really careful with them, though. Hey, Lonnie, what are my lines?
Okay, guys, we've just got two more scenes, and then this trailer will be done.
Headphone, please.
And...
You like? Cut! Lonnie! You can't do that. That's an $80 Don Carlos.
Excuse me?
I don't even think we were supposed to take the tags off. I'm sorry. I can't do this. This movie's gonna suck.
Idea, not mine, and I'll have my people restore it with scrap linens.
Tabitha, me and my mom are gonna be out like $100 now. We can't afford that.
Benjamin, look. Lonnie has come into some serious cash lately.
What does that mean?
Benjamin, Lonnie wants to pay you for Yeast Lords.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeast Lords is amazing, and it is definitely worth at least a couple $100. Hey, Lonnie. Tell him how much you're willing to pay.
500 cash.
500?
What's wrong? These guys owe you some money?
No.
Who's that guy?
He's my angel.
Nice.
So, do we have a deal or what?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Did you catch any neat rocks?
Yeah, it was fun.
How about you, Duster?
What?
Bronco and Vinaya began their assault on the yeast factory, but the yeast patty Bronco had previously eaten started to make him feel like crap.
Before it kills old Bronco.
We'll find something, Kanaya, anything.
Well, not that, you idiot. That's just an old pudding.
What happened?
The fungus beef is poisoning your spine juice. We must get you out of here.
I can't move. My buttocks is completely numb. Oh, mother. A battle stag. I hate those.
No! Run, Kanaya! Run! No, can I? No! Run away!
And action.
Are you all right, Vinaya?
My brother, he sacrificed himself, and for nothing. We are Jesus. We are Jesus.
Easy, easy. Your brother loves you, Vinaya. He'll do anything for you. But Daisius has surely destroyed him by now.
He's the chosen one. He was born with flesh pockets. Haven't you read the prophecies?
No.
We must stop him, Bronco.
Yes, but first we must rest our bodies. Come, let's bid down for the eve.
Okay. And... God!
Honey? Lonnie.
And there we go. I think this is good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Lonnie. I think all the changes you made to the script are so much better than the original. I mean, this will be one of the few movies out there that is actually way better than the book.
Without a doubt, the best line I've ever written is this. Referring to her neck, she squawked, "This isn't a wart. This is the Chancellor of the Galaxy. Now let us in."
Next question. Over here.
In the second book of the Cyborg Harpies trilogy, Tribonius seduces the Boar Queen by playing her an original piece of music on his harpy chord. Can you explain what that music was supposed to sound like?
Yes, I believe you're referring to a piece entitled Gorgana's Lullaby, the notes of which are too numerous for the human ear to decipher. I can, however, reveal the lyrics to that tune, which until now have been unpublished.
That'd be awesome.
Within my breast meat, there is a famine. No more sweets in the mammary canon. You are Gorgana, my eagle, my queen. Your ovaries will destroy me. Collect me in your wings. I am just a man, and I want to breed. Together, we will learn to love. You gorgeous hag. You freak. Machine.
Yes, the young man right over here. I recently sold a story that I wrote to some independent filmmakers, and I'm worried they're going to ruin it. I know a lot of your books have been made into TV movies, so I'm just wondering how you've been able to let go and let somebody else completely change the vision of your work.
Great question. Thank you for firing it at me. I remember early on in my career working on the first Harpy miniseries. I told the producers I wanted everything to be absolutely real. No special effects. I didn't believe in them, and I still don't. And I had a scientist friend of mine from MIT build a prototype of some mammo cans which shot actual lasers. I tried them on during a lunch break in front of the crew, and one overheated and began to malfunction and actually exploded and maimed a dolly grip. It was very sad.
So how do I avoid situations like that? I mean, the idea of somebody bastardizing my work really freaks me out.
Oh, I see. Have they paid you yet?
Yeah, they gave me a check.
Well, cash that check immediately. Enjoy your money. I mean, isn't that why we do what we do, dagnabbit? For the money, for the riches of the earth. When the future generations will look back, do you think they'll remember us for our writing? No, but for the wealth we have accumulated. Why do you think I wear this bracelet? And who knows, perhaps these producers may create something even better than your original version.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, I don't know if you remember me or anything. I was actually in your workshop at Cletus Fest.
Of course, yes. You look vaguely familiar.
I submitted this story called Yeast Lords. I know it didn't win or anything. I was just wondering maybe if you had read it. I thought maybe you can give me your feedback.
No, I don't think I read that one. It must have been one of the other judges.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Mom, you need to calm down and stop watching yourself cry.
My gosh. I just, you know, I did the inventory for the Lavon's gowns this morning, and it appears that there's one or two things missing, and that's $100 we don't have this month. I don't know how I'm going to give you a birthday.
Don't worry about that. I'm fine.
You know, in the meantime, I might have you try to sell some of my country balls. You know, maybe we could have like a 2-for-1 deal.
Mom, I'm not selling 2 in a sack.
Come on. Feel how heavy these are.
Two-for-one country balls. Two-for-one country balls. Hi. Just need to cash this.
This check is post-dated for next year.
It is?
Come back in a year from now. We'll see if it clears.
Tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from Salt Care Studios here in the Great Basin Valley, we bring you The Rod Decker Show, serving your community for over a decade. Your host, Rod Decker.
Good morning. Welcome to The Rod Decker Show. We have some filmmakers here today. Mr. Lonnie Donahoe is the director of Yeast Lords.
Ms. Tabitha Jenkins is the producer. And seated next to me is Mr. Dusty Crisop.
He's the leading man.
Look, it's Dusty.
These guys are prolific.
This is your 84th production, Mr. Donahoe? And what's it about?
Basically, it's a story about two lonely souls that find love during a time of war and disease.
War and disease. Okay, that sounds interesting. Yeast Lords.
Your idea? Did you come up with it?
No way. She bought this story from a boy named Benji Purvis.
So neat.
But to be honest, his story has some major issues.
Bridget, some kind of troupe of pre-teen amateur circus freaks have made an adaptation of Brutus and Balzac without my permission. I'm completely distressed. I can't even concentrate on my audiobook narration.
Dusty Crisop, the leading man, a movie star. What was it like working with Mr. Donahoe?
Lonnie is the best director I've ever worked with, by far. I don't know of another director who can call action 1 minute and the next he puts on a bald head and he's acting.
Yes, I don't know what we can do. Can we sue them? Can we crush them in the press?
It's like working with an extension of myself.
I know, but if there's one thing I can't stand, it's plagiarism.
We're out of time. If you want to see Yeast Lords, premiere is tonight at the Salt Air Cinema. And to my guests, break a leg. I think that's what they say in show business. Thanks for being here. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Rod.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Benjamin, what are you and I going to wear to the premiere? You got to promise me you're going to let me make you something.
Mr. Donahoe. Hi, I'm with the Village Gazette. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey, Benjamin. I'm so glad you came. How are you?
Okay.
Nice to see you, Benji boy.
Hey, Lonnie. This is my mom, Judith.
Hi. I like your matching hippie clothes.
Oh, thank you.
They are important press people here, so don't forget to do a nice standing ovation.
You got it.
Shall we take our seats? Coming soon from Donahoe Studios. Daisy had everything. Beauty, money, a 50-acre horse ranch, a prize-winning stallion. But what she didn't have was Logan, the stable boy. But he was already married to her sister.
Hey, Logan, want to go for a ride?
Can we bring old Big Sis along?
I was thinking it could be just the two of us. Come on in. The water's great.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't care if you have a 50-acre ranch or a prize-winning stallion. I love my wife. We have a great physical relationship.
My horse's semen is worth $10 million. Investors from all over the world have tried everything they can to get their hands on it. Benjamin. I've only just realized that what we shared together on screen was very real to me.
I don't feel very good.
Oh, well, you're nervous about the film, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of here then. Let's go someplace where we can relax and be alone.
Okay. Can you hold on for just a second?
Oh, yeah.
Donahoe Studios present G-Slord, The Bronco Gears. Come with me to my underground facilities. Working at the cheese facilities made my breast so big and gave me so many diseases.
I wish I could have been there for you. Your brother loves you, Vinaya, and he'd do anything for you. But Decius has surely destroyed him by now.
One of the laser hits my boobs.
Okay, we can go.
I thought we could grab a couple of Sudokus and snuggle up somewhere.
Groggily, Brutus regained consciousness. There was a numb pain below. Some stitches, obviously sewn by a medical droid. Instantly, Brutus knew that one of his reproductive bags had been stolen.
Oh my gosh, is that the new Chevalier book?
Read this.
Benji, don't ruin it for me.
Just read it.
Okay. As Brutus struggled to free himself from the medical pod, a voice spoke to him from across the room. I'm sorry, Brutus. We had to borrow one of your gonads. We're investigating ways to strengthen the military. I don't believe this. Benjamin, wait, we can get through this!
You're strutting into town like you're slinging a gun. Just a small town dude with a big city attitude. Honey, are you looking for some trouble tonight? Well, alright. You think you're so bad, drive the women for a while. Shoot them all down with a flash on your pearly smile. Honey, but you're mad tonight. Well, that's right. You think you'll knock me on my feet till I'm flat on the floor. Till my heart is crying in here and I'm begging for more. So come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Show me what that loaded gun is for.
Casey? What are you doing here?
I brought your rap gift.
Oh.
People hated your movie. Some of them walked out.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
And this guy said you stole the whole deal from some book.
It's not true.
Yeah, I hit that guy in the face. And I punched Lonnie in the neck. Lonnie's a butthole. Did you hear what he did to my voice? It sounded like a leprechaun. That's why if somebody messes one of your stories again, you gotta take them out. Because they're good. And I'm not saying that just because I'm your guardian angel.
Thanks.
Look! Who's that? Isn't that your hero? He's in town. Maybe after Don Carlos, we could drop by the book signing.
You know, Don Carlos owns the biggest nightgown company in the state, and he wants to see my entire line. I mean, this could be my big ticket.
I feel like things are changing for us, don't you? And it's gotta be Dusty. He's our good luck charm. Come on, honey, I need your help. We gotta do a few loads. Ow. Get her. Guess this is it. I'm so nervous. I'll just pray that he likes my collection. How do I look?
You look fine.
Wish me luck. This is a real palace.
Hey, I didn't see you there. Love your dress.
Thank you.
Why don't you go into my bedroom and undress to your comfort level? I'll be there in a second.
Brutus stood at the edge of the pond and held aloft a futuristic cylinder.
I made us a time capsule. I put a buttload of keepsakes in it. We can send it floating downstream. And that way, if we die, future generations will learn from us. Look at this. It's a friendship stone. Come closer. Let's blow on it. You blow first.
What? Mom, what happened?
He wanted me to bed down with him.
He what?
He said if I slept with him that I got my nightgowns and every pennies across America. But I couldn't do it. Benjamin, no! Benjamin, no!
Hey! Don Carlos! How about you come down here and fight me like a man?
Benjamin, stop! Get back in the car! Benjamin, get back in the car!
Look at how...
Oh, shit! You think you can relax my mom, you fat sack of crap? Come down here and fight me!
Mom, I need you to pop open the trunk and run away from the car.
I can't.
Just pop open the trunk and get out of here.
No, but I can't.
Love to step inside your brain for a day and see what it's like, explore its many kingdoms, and learn its darkest secrets.
I would take it from someone who lives there. You might not be able to handle it. My mind is a landscape of mystery, of thrills, a place where even the bravest of travelers would be shaken by its guises of original thought.
Wow.
I know. May the gods bless you.
I was wondering if you would sign this for me.
Excuse me for a moment. Friends. I would like to introduce you to a dear disciple of mine. This young man standing beside me loved Brutus and Balzac so much that he turned it into a gripping screen adaptation called Geesty Boys. As a reward for his efforts, Prism Publishing has decided to honor him with an all-expenses-paid trip to any one of the lower 48 states. And this commemorative bean pillow, mini size, this jacket, and a trip to space camp.
Awesome.
Join me now in a moment of silence as we commemorate his contribution to science and the arts. Put the pillow down. I beg of you.
You stole my story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All you did was change the character names and turn Bronco into a tranny.
Shut up. I don't know what he's talking about. Please, someone seize him. Seize him.
You're a fraud. No, you mentioned no, you're a fraud.
Take him away. But please, show leniency. Always leniency.
Wounded, are you?
I'm fine.
I don't know how this all happened. You're gonna have to spend your birthday in jail. Oh, don't cry. I know I brought you some presents. Happy birthday. A popcorn car. I can give it to you later. I've been registering all your stories with the Writers League since you were 7. Someday you could show it to your kids.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Oh, questioned Balzac. Don't give me that, you crazy wolf, erupted Brutus. You know why I put that in there. Perhaps they can clone me. And besides, it's always good to have a spare.
You should find me, man.
Or what he never knew.
Now my brain is full, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe only yesterday. In the year 2525,
oh my gosh. Benjamin, you are so talented. This was amazing.
So are you, Mom.
What's this? I love you.
You come.